I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
103.9 FM is News Talk 930, KROE Sheridan. Broadcasting from the Sheridan Community Federal Credit Union Studio on 103.9 FM.
KROE Sheridan.
Purchasing a new mattress is an investment in your health. So how do you choose? Let the Carroll's Furniture Sleep Experts help you. Our team of consultants are well-versed in the Buterest patented technologies and materials. We'll help you with the Buterest Black, Harmony, and Carbon series. As a locally owned and operated store, we're here for you after the sale, too. We offer unmatched price and service. Plenty of parking in the back at Carroll's Furniture, 340 North Main, in the heart of downtown Sheridan, and online at carrollsfurniture.com.
Join the United States Air Force Band, Airmen of Note, from the nation's capital to Sheridan, Wyoming, as they perform a free spring concert, 3 o'clock, Sunday, May 5th, at the Junior High Early Auditorium. Tickets are free of charge. Get yours online today. For more information and to register, go to usairforceband.com. The United States Air Force Band, Airmen of Note, Sunday, May 5th, 3 p.m. at the Sheridan Junior High Early Auditorium. This event is sponsored in part by your friends at Sheridan Media. Airmen of Note at the Junior High Early Auditorium. For tickets, go to usairforceband.com.
So is the well you have the water well you wish you had? 307 Wildcat Well Service is a homegrown local well drilling company that knows everything about where your best water is and how to get it to you. So if you want a second well or just to make the well you got taste better and run stronger, 307 Wildcat Well Service is a local company at a local price. 307 Wildcat Well Service on Facebook or look for their ad in the business directory under Water Wells in the Country Bounty.
Cool, clear water.
Plug into Jackson Electric and you'll feel the power. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, call Jackson Electric. Commercial, residential, agricultural, it makes no difference. Call Jackson Electric. Jackson Electric does high efficiency LED lighting and fire alarm systems installation. Wiring a home, wiring a business, new electrical service, or enlarging existing surface. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
From Sheridan Media News, it's time for Open Line Friday. Your chance to join the conversation and talk about what you want to talk about. Call the Jackson Electric Open Line at 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. And now your hosts for Open Lines, Ron Richter and Aaron Palmer.
And good morning. Welcome to the Jackson Electric Open Lines on News Talk 930 KROE. I'm your host, Aaron Palmer, along with Ron Richter. Good morning, Ron.
Morning.
How are you?
Good.
It's been an interesting week.
Every week is an interesting week.
Yeah. Welcome to Sheridan.
Well, yes, it's the book of life.
Yeah.
A never-ending chapter.
Weather's turning interesting. I'm going to head over the mountain after the show. And hopefully I'm not going to run into any snow.
A little snow? Yeah, you might. Actually, they've been getting some pretty good snow up on the mountain,
which is good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we need
it. Keep it up there and away from down here.
True, as long as it's not putting me in a ditch somewhere up there.
Yeah, I think you'll be. Have you been watching the forecast?
Yeah, they just said it's going to spit. It's probably not going to,
it might be ugly. You might have a little bit of limited visibility here and there, but
yeah. You don't need to be doing too fast.
You're well versed in driving in these conditions.
Oh yeah, I've been doing it forever.
It's not like you're coming out here from
California
or Eastern California. Well, see, California is used to some of that stuff.
It just depends. Southern California, not so much.
No. Well, they're just used to bumper to bumper at 95 miles an hour.
True, that's true.
Which is insane, but.
All right, well, let's take a look at the poll question. We left it up because it went up right before the show last week. And so we decided to go ahead and just let her run for a week. So what was the poll question again, Mr. Ron?
The first Northern Bank of Wyoming poll question, what is your reaction to the grizzly bear euthanized near Ten Sleep in the foothills of the Bighorn Mountains? 65% said probably going to find others in the Bighorns. 27% said not surprised, knew they were there, and 7% said they were surprised that it was that far from Yellowstone. So pretty much what we figured, you know, probably going to find others in the Bighorns and then not surprised, knew they were there. And that's, you know, kind of where I fall into. It's like, well, you know, I mean, I think most people have had a pretty good understanding that they have been there or there's a
high likelihood,
high possibility that they're there.
I had heard for quite a while that people had sighted grizzlies
up
there.
Yes, same here. There's,
you know, whether it's true or not, I don't know.
Yep.
You know, but most people, especially in this part of the world, understand what the difference is between a moose and a mule and an elk. And they also understand the difference between a grizzly and, say, a black bear.
You're giving mankind a lot of credit there.
Well, you know, I mean,
no, I know.
Yeah, you get people from back east that don't know, you know, they've never seen one. So they see an elk on the side of the road and they think, oh, moose.
You get people from Lander that say that.
Well, so.
I'm just saying. I mean,
but anyway, yeah. you get the point.
I mean,
it's,
I know
it's possibility.
Saying.
It is a possibility that people have, you know, seen a bear up there and it was actually a black bear, but thought it was a grizzly. And
right.
then there's also a possibility that it was actually a grizzly.
A grizzly. Yeah.
So I'm of that mindset as well, that I think that, you know, there are probably others up there. Granted, there may not be 1,000 of them, but there might be a handful.
Or even hundreds.
Right. There may be a handful up there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, I think, like we said last week, I think people need to be aware of that the possibility exists. And
it's just safer to be aware.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I totally wholeheartedly agree with your take on it, Aaron, is that if you go in thinking that it's possible that there's grizzlies, at least you are prepared and you take the necessary steps to keep your camp clean and whatnot.
Sure.
As clean as you can. I mean, if a grizzly stumbles onto your camp, you can have everything done correctly and he's still going to try and get your tent and maul you.
Sure. If he chooses to.
Yes. If he makes that decision or she.
Sure.
Because usually those are the ones that really, you know, come after you.
Well, especially if there's cubs involved.
Yes.
Right.
Anywhere near.
Right.
If they're anywhere near, you are deemed a threat.
You know what's funny? And this is how dumb people are at times. And this is me being dumb, okay? I used to live in Cody years ago. And a buddy from college and I drove up toward Yellowstone. We camped in one of those campgrounds up there. That's grizzly country, you know, period. And we all know that. So they have signs up all over the campground saying, hey, this is grizzly country, blah, 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 blah. And you don't pay any attention to it generally, or I didn't, because I knew it was bear country. So we went up there, we camped, we fished, we went up and down, went hiking all up in that area. And we finally came to this, because we had hiked and went through the river, okay, to go do our thing. And so when we came back, we found a trail and followed all the way back to where there was a bridge just a little ways outside of the campground. So as we're going back over the bridge, we see this sign that says, you're in bear country, do this, don't do this. And so there's a whole list of things, one of which was make noise. You were supposed to make noise up there. And we were just wandering through there, you know, just not really trying to be quiet, but just being quiet. And the people that were riding horses and whatnot, they had bells, like sleigh bells.
Yes.
On their horses, just so you weren't spooking a bear coming around a corner and here's a bear in a bush and there you are. So they're making noise and here my buddy and I are wandering through there, not making a noise one. It's lucky that we didn't stumble on a bear up there. But these are the things you need to be aware of. If there's a possibility of bears of any sort, but especially grizzlies, and when you're up recreating in the boonies, period.
Yeah. Or just anywhere in the wilderness.
Right.
I mean, sometimes, you know, chances are you're not going to see them in a populated area in the mountains, but you can.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they wander.
And moose. You know, people think moose are docile. No.
Yeah.
you know, you irritate a moose, it will come after you.
If a moose charges you, you are in trouble.
Yeah, you can't outrun them.
There is no two ways about it. No. It's not a fun thing that's going to be had.
We used to camp quite a bit up at Metal Ark Lake. A few years back, they closed the campground down and redid everything. They, you know, did the potties different. They, you know, just really revamped the whole area. So there were a couple of years that we didn't go there. And then we just haven't got back into going up there and camping again. But before that happened, we would go up there every summer. And we would be sitting in our campground and all of a sudden look over and here's a moose coming right through.
Yep.
Right through the campground, go over to the creek and then on down to the lake. And we never had any issues because we were just sitting there watching it, dumbfounded, going, wow, there's a moose coming through here. They're huge.
Yes.
They're huge.
Yes, they are.
Anyway, that's the whole, just be careful. Just be careful. Be aware. Okay, well, that's the poll question. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We've got some stories here on what you can do, what you're not supposed to do, that type of stuff. And then just kind of have a discussion about, there's other stuff too, the hantavirus thing. I saw that.
Yeah. That's every year, though. But I think it's, I don't know if I'm the only one. I mean, the mice problem has become a problem.
Well, it's going to get to that point until we have a snake problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there is, though. I mean, it's like there are mice everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been the last couple of years here. And I mean, mice are always everywhere. Don't get me wrong. I mean, but it's become an issue. They're crafty little
devils,
minions from hell.
Anyway, we'll talk about that. We've got some other things. Sheridan Event Center, we want to touch on that. There's a whole bunch of stuff we want to talk about. We'll come back and talk about this on the Jackson Electric Open Lines Friday right after these.
To the most complex electrical applications, Jackson Electric has the knowledge, the experience, and the reputation to meet and exceed any electrical need or requirement. Jackson Electric's expertise even includes phone systems, data systems, LED lighting systems, fire alarm systems, and irrigation systems. Residential, commercial, industrial, agriculture. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, Jackson Electric does it all at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
Unlock the power of convenience with Sunlight Federal Credit Union. Thanks to their partnership with Co-op Shared Branching, you have access to over 5,600 shared branch locations and over 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs nationwide. Make deposits, withdrawals, loan payments, and transfer funds between your accounts with ease, no matter where you are. Join Sunlight Federal Credit Union today and experience banking that works for you. Member NCUA, Sunlight Federal Credit Union, building a brighter future together.
Since 1890, Stifel has been committed to safeguarding the money of others as if it were our own. That means more than just building a portfolio. It means we're invested in you and your future success. And it means doing what's best for you, not just people like you. Stifel is one of the oldest firms on Wall Street because we do things the way they should be done, and we've done it that way for over 130 years. Call Jeff, Doug, or PJ at Stifel, 672-3434. Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Members of Range Telephone Cooperative are invited to attend the 71st annual meeting Tuesday, May 7th at 7 p.m. at the Best Western in Sheridan. In-person attendees will be eligible for a variety of door prizes, including a $1,000 grand prize. Remember to return your registration and ballot today. Range looks forward to seeing their members during the 71st annual meeting of the members of Range Telephone Cooperative Incorporated on Tuesday, May 7th at the Best Western in Sheridan.
Welcome back to the Open Lines with Ron Richter, Aaron Palmer, News Talk 930 KROE. The numbers that you can call if you want to talk about what we're talking about or something that you want to talk about, we'll be more than happy to talk about that as well. The numbers to call, 674-4443, 674-4444, or 672-5763. And the topic this morning is the grizzly that was euthanized over by Tent Sleep in the foothills of the Bighorns. And The question was, Ron, again.
First Northern Bank, Wyoming poll question. What is your reaction to the grizzly bear euthanized near tent sleep in the foothills of the Bighorn Mountains? 65% probably going to find others in the Bighorns. 27.5% said not surprised, knew they were there. And 7% said they were surprised it was that far from Yellowstone.
And you weren't surprised
No.
that they were that far.
I'm not.
And I wasn't either.
I've heard stories, too, for, I mean, I've lived here for over two decades, and pretty much the whole time I've been here, I've heard stories. And, you know, 20, 22 years ago, it was more, well, that's probably just, you know. But as time went on, I'm starting to hear more stories that have more validity and sound a little bit more realistic and more, you know, this isn't some guy that
was
nipping on the butt a little too much by the campfire, you know, at 2 a.m. Right. I mean, and it heard something in the bushes. It's like, well,
that's, yeah. Oh, that's a grizzly. Well, yeah.
But yeah, I think most people are pretty aware that animals do migrate.
Mm-hmm. And for years, and I know we talked about this last week, and I had heard people talking about seeing wolves in the Bighorns as well. And the claim was that there weren't any.
Right. You just saw a coyote.
Right. And so that's also a possibility that it didn't happen. But there were so many stories that came out at that time that, you know, it kind of made you wonder.
Yeah.
And then eventually we did find out, you know, through the powers that be, yeah, there actually are wolves in Yellowstone. So, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
You know, what do you do?
Yep. So anyway, that's kind of the discussion. We got some other things going on as well, but we do have a caller. So we're going to go to the phone lines. You're on the Jackson Electric Open Line Friday. Caller, go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to make a comment on the euthanization of that grizzly.
Sure.
And I didn't fill out the thing on the online, but I was really appalled, I guess, when I heard about it on the news, because why didn't they try to relocate this grizzly? And instead, they just put her down, and it just, I don't know, that seemed to bother me a lot.
Agreed. I think it was Game and Fish that did it. Correct me if I'm wrong, but whoever did it, the reason that they did it is because it had been, I don't know if it actually predated on cattle and sheep up there, but it was chasing livestock up there. So
I don't know if that, I don't know if that was in the news report or not. So yeah, that made me wonder. And it was interesting to me at the time because the same day, they had a news report about a human person that had been preying on children, and they didn't nice. Euthanize him.
Right, right.
You know, and so I just pondered that the whole day and going, you know, the grizzly was just doing what it naturally does.
Right.
But that human person actually had a choice.
Right.
I love that you refer to the human person. That's great. That's awesome.
Grizzlies are fair persons, you know.
I know.
They're furry people.
They're furry people.
I agree. I agree. You know, euthanization should probably be used on some of these human persons.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, you know, and that, you know, could get us into another big, huge argument or
right,
whatever.
Right. Of course.
But honestly, it just made me think about it. You know, through the whole day, just going, you know, I can't wait. I hope they're doing this on Friday.
Right.
My opinion.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I think, as I said, I think if the bear had not been chasing livestock, they probably would have just relocated it, which is its own argument in and of itself. Because my whole thing is, if you take a bear that's kind of a quote unquote problem bear, especially a grizzly, and you take it up to the highest point in the middle of Yellowstone, you're still only, 100 miles maybe before it gets in any direction, probably closer to 50, but to get outside the park. So it doesn't take very long when you relocate a bear, if it chooses to go back to roughly where it was or somewhere else, that it may create a problem. But still, I agree. I think if you can relocate an animal as opposed to euthanizing it, sure. I think that's what
I think
should be done.
Honestly, from everything I've seen over the years with the game and fish, they make every attempt to not put the animal down. I mean, it is not something they want to do.
Right.
I mean, they just... Sometimes the facts warrant it, and, you know, I mean, yes, it's horrible, but, you know, if the grizzly was attacking livestock, but, you know, I mean, that open up a huge can of worms.
Yeah,
you know,
there's arguments both ways, and I get that. So.
Right.
Okay, we're going to take another quick break. We have a caller. Please, caller, be patient. We'll be back with you and get your opinion on whatever right after this.
Jackson Electric and you'll see the light. Maybe it's as simple as adding an extra outlet. Maybe it's as detailed as wiring an industrial building. Maybe it's high efficiency LED lighting or a fire alarm system or phone system installation and repair. Maybe it's data system wiring, irrigation wiring, or electric motor sales and repair. Commercial, residential, industrial, agriculture, above ground, below ground. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
Are you thinking of building your dream home? If you're looking for a smooth process with a dependable team, First Northern Bank of Wyoming is here for you. Hi, I'm Teresa Rice, and I can't wait to work with you and your contractor as you build your beautiful new home. I'm here to help oversee your budget, ensure timely payments, as well as offer inspections as your project progresses. What are you waiting for? Stop by our office at 29 North Gould or call 673-7777. I love what I do. Let me do it for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS 402576.
You hear that? Why, that's the sound of your lawn not getting mowed right. Those blades are out of kilter, and that carb is set to choke instead of yodel. You have to add air to your mower tires every time you use it? Well, that's not good for the environment. Using up all that air causing global warming? Hendel Service Center can take the hickey up out of your giddy up and have that mower running smoother than Tennessee whiskey. Hendel Service Center, located on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
Baseball fans, the Troopers are set for an action-packed weekend with four games coming up, and Sheridan Media will have all the action live. First, on Saturday, the Troop will welcome in Casper with first pitch scheduled for 11 a.m., and then they will take on the Billings Scarlets at 5 p.m. Then on Sunday, the Troop will take on the Billings Royals at 10 a.m., and after that, they will take on Casper again at 4 p.m. We will have all the action in all four of those games live for you over on 1410 a.m. and 106.9 FM KWYO, or you can watch them live on SheridanMedia.com.
The following message presented by First Federal Bank and Trust, Sheridan's only mutual bank. Visit efirstfederal.bank.
Hi, I'm Lydia.
I'm Lindsay.
I'm Emmy.
We are proudly representing the Bighorn High School Theater Department.
Our team has the opportunity to travel to Indiana to compete at the National Thespian Festival in June, and we are seeking funding to help us get there.
If you are able to help, please send any donations to Bighorn High School. If you have any questions, please call 674-8190.
Thank you so much for your consideration. We are looking forward to representing the Sheridan and Bighorn communities on the national stage.
Welcome back to the Jackson Electric Open Lines on News Talk 930 KROE. You can join the conversation by calling 307-674-4443 or 674-4444 or 672-5763. Today we're talking about the grizzly that was euthanized over by Ten Sleep. That's the topic, but if you got something that you want to talk about different than that or that, whatever, those are the numbers to call to get in on the show. And I guess we do have a caller waiting. So you're on the Jackson Electric Open Line Friday caller. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to share something, make a little remark.
Sure.
Not about grizzly bears. It's going to be a different topic. What I've got here is a copy of the remarks from the city administrator, Mr. Stuart McRae, about the 23-24 budget Now, as you gentlemen know, we'll be going up here in June to address the 24-25 budget, you know, since the fiscal year is split in the middle in July. So both city and county are having to deal with the budget. It's huge, huge, probably one of the more principal things that is done by administration on both sides. The city budget is what I'm addressing here this morning very briefly. These are Mr. McRae's direct printed remarks, 23-24 budget. He says, in regard to the budget, additionally, this year's revenues are different from previous years, making the budget appear abnormally larger than before. We didn't suddenly get a windfall of money. This is a change from past year's practices, where the budget did not account for rollover money from the previous year or grants that have been applied for but which haven't yet been awarded, or unallocated capital facilities tax. Additionally, we have put in a $5 million placeholder for future grants that may become available. And when I read this, I can't help but think what they're talking about, and the difference is a previous year's budget of $51 million compared to a budget for 23 of 24 in which there was an additional 50, and it's anticipated this year. So what I'm trying to state here is that the city is anticipating putting in a column of revenue grants they haven't received, or I'm wondering if it's also loans that they have to pay back, but they're putting a loan in a revenue column. It's okay if you do it in two columns, but my question is, we're budgeting to $97 million, I think, this coming year, and when I read what happened the previous year and look back to procedure, what happened the previous year, 23-24, is that the treasurer, Karen Bertus, at that time, and as we know, she's left her employ with the city, Karen Bertus and Stuart McRae would meet with department heads. They would bring what they anticipate they need to them, and then the two of them would have that, and then Mr. McRae would make a budget. Mr. McRae is allowed to make the budget under the city administrator ordinance that was passed several years ago. So what I'm actually asking here or saying is this practice of taking maybe money, could be money, might get money, and calling it revenue, I'm finding that's a little bit odd. It's like if you decided to go ahead and plan a budget around building a swimming pool, but you haven't borrowed the money yet, I guess there's no fault unless you contract to build a swimming pool. That would be a little different. So I don't know about the practice. I'm going to attend. The city is having, I think it's on May 7th, I believe, they're having a budget session, and they're obligated to have a public attend and I think even make comment. But doing this, I'm not certain why you would do this. You would think you would budget to what you've got.
Vicki, what you need to do then is show up and ask.
I'm going to.
Sure. And I think what, as far as the budget goes, if I understand this correctly, mm-hmm. When they take possible revenue that they're getting from a grant or
possible,
yeah, that they put that in the budget just because they're anticipating that that will be used during that fiscal year. So they put it in there so that technically they don't have to do a budget amendment later on when and if that comes. Now, granted, if they don't get the funding or it doesn't happen, then they have to do a budget amendment to account for that and remove that from the budget. But I think when they're looking at, say like they're building a swimming pool and they get $10 million grant, they put that in the budget under a certain line item, and that's how that gets into the budget, even
now,
though it's not...
they're budgeting towards anticipation is what they're doing. Well, that's what you're saying.
More or less, yes, for lack of a better term. And I think that, again, it goes back to having to not bring in the entire city council or county commission, whomever, and to do a budget amendment. They try to limit those as much as possible. Sometimes you just can't get away from it. But with a lot of these budget items that they're budgeting for, the idea is to put it in there, and they probably, more than likely, are not going to have to, you know, do a budget amendment.
Well,
if they get it.
May I add one more thing to comment?
Sure.
I am aware, unless it's changed here in the last week, I am aware that the city, does not have its forensics audit. The forensics audit, Porter, Muirhead, Cornea, and Howard, is due, or was due, on December 31st of the year just passed. It hasn't been done yet. So extension's been applied for, and they're working towards it, I guess. But there seems to be a difficulty with the audit in that it isn't done. Now, it's often said, oh, well, Porter Muirhead's the only auditing firm in the entire state, and they can't just get everybody done. Well, okay, but it's holding up this lack of this completed audit is holding up a loan from the State Land and Investment Board for the Northeast Transmission Pipeline, because the Northeast Transmission Pipeline is asking for a borrow of $1.9 million, and it's being held up because we don't have our government audit done, and we don't have our fiscal records into the State Land and Investment Board office. Their compliance officer, he's called a reimbursement specialist. He doesn't have this. So things are sort of hanging up in the ether there, and I'm not certain what the difficulty would be, but the doors seem to, it's seeming to become a more privatized process through a city manager than it is a public optic. He did make those remarks in there. It's quite clear. We're making a budget towards money we don't have. It's quite clear. And the rationale for that is we're making our budget towards money we don't have, or money we shift around, or a $5 million placeholder? I don't know.
But, well, yeah, I see where the concern might come up, but I think this is a practice that goes, it's not just Sheridan City Council
or
County Commission. I mean, this is kind of, I deal with Buffalo City Council, and mm-hmm. these kind of things are standard run-of-the-mill things.
Oh, it's new. It's new. Mm-mm. No, even McRae himself says in here, we didn't do it before, but we're doing it this year.
Well, and I may have to look into that then.
Well, I think when you're considering, well, for example, the amount of funding that our county and our city, and I don't know, perhaps some other government subdivisions like hospitals, school districts, etc. CETA, it's a quasi-governmental thing. Anyway, investments. We have here in our county, through our county and through our city, made significant investments of our reserves in Wild Class.
Okay.
Wild Class has been around for 2 years. And that's another, that's credit card debt. That's student loan debt. Why are we buoying up the banking industry? I don't know. There's a bigger financial optic on this than we might realize. And so that's all I wanted to say, gentlemen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, there you go. I think, sure, keep an eye on what the county and city governments are doing, but I don't think there's anything underhanded, so to speak, going on.
No, I think you explained it perfectly, Aaron, by saying that it's anticipated revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And it is easier, especially if a lot of these grants and loans, they pretty much know they're going to get. Now, sometimes the bottom falls out. Things happen. Things change. Look at 2020.
Right.
I mean,
and that's when the budget amendment happens.
Yes. You know, but I mean, yes, the city has never done it this way, but that doesn't mean that it's not a good way to do it. Just because you haven't done it a certain way ever doesn't mean there aren't other ways to do things.
Right.
It's called progression.
Maybe not here. Right.
Yes.
Hasn't been done here, but it's been done elsewhere.
I think you were stating that fact that this isn't a new way of doing things. It's just new for the city of Sheridan. The city has not done it this way, showing all of the line items, you know, the revenues, the grants, and mm-hmm. whatnot. I mean,
and you can get I can't even speak an itemized budget from the city, from the county, from it's public record. You can get that and see where all of these, what these line items are. Now I go to certain meetings and they'll talk about, oh, we're going to take this grant money from Wyoming Department of Health and we're going to put that in fund blah blah, which is the line item that thing is called for, say, the county public health department or whatever. So they may not specify exactly where it's going, but they do in the meeting, but they'll say it's in line item whatever. So it's there, it's accounted for. Even when you have money that isn't quite in the city's pocket, as you said, it's almost a foregiven thought that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Some point.
And I understand things change throughout the year. You know, a lot happens. And then you get some rollover, some carryover. You transfer this money to this fund that was allocated to that fund. And on the outside,
1% funds. There's a classic example right there.
Yeah.
Sometimes that money is not expended where it was allocated the year before. So, mm-hmm. or they may not use it all.
Right.
So then that money goes back into the 1% fund and it's reallocated to somewhere else. It's not just put into like the general fund or.
It kind of is the definition of budgeting. I mean, I'm just saying.
True.
You know, I mean, it's. That's how you budget.
How many checking accounts do you have? One?
Yeah.
I have two.
You have two?
And my wife has one.
Oh, I just have one. I have one.
So budgeting, that's exactly what we're doing. I'm managing two of my checking accounts, and one of them is kind of a savings checking, and the other is kind of the bills saving type thing. So budgeting, every month I sit down and I'm figuring out, okay, I'm going to do this. But exactly, it's the definition of budgeting.
Anyway,
thank you, caller, for the information.
And sure. I don't want to knock down the caller's concerns, because there's always, I mean, you have to keep an eye on how people use money.
100% agree, especially when it's public money and you have an entity, regardless whether it's city, county, doesn't matter, handling that. There needs to be public oversight of that.
Because
so I'm 100%
There is a lot of hanky-panky done in municipalities with public money.
Right. And we're not saying here.
No.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. And you know, the caller was saying, you know, but just because it's something new doesn't mean it's bad.
True.
I think that is the underlying message here, is that just because the city is doing it differently than they've always done it doesn't mean that they've
figured out a way to pocket money.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back at the Jackson Electric Open Line Friday right after this.
To Jackson Electric and you'll feel the power. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, call Jackson Electric. Commercial, residential, agricultural, it makes no difference. Call Jackson Electric. Jackson Electric does high efficiency LED lighting and fire alarm systems installation. Wiring a home? wiring a business, new electrical service, or enlarging existing surface. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
Moss Holders wants you to begin sleeping better this spring. So right now, every mattress is on sale, and one lucky customer will win a brand new Serta or Simmons Beautyrest mattress. Every customer that comes into Moss Holders can enter for a chance to win the mattress of their choice. But even if you're not the lucky customer, you can still find your favorite mattress and save on every purchase. Not only that, but you'll get even bigger savings on all sheets, mattress protectors, pillows, and adjustable foundations. That's Moss Holders Mattress Giveaway going on now. Moss Holders, furniture is our passion.
The grass is greening up and things are happening at Kendrick Golf Course. The course looks to be in great shape and the clubhouse is prepped for use. While there are a lot of new things happening, rates are still extremely reasonable, making Kendrick Golf Course Sheridan's best golf value. Whether you are an avid golfer or someone just learning the game, Kendrick is the perfect course for you. Golf this season at Kendrick Golf Course.
Spring is here and nice weather has arrived. That means green lawns, killing weeds, and spending time in the backyard and the great outdoors. Shipton's Big R is your headquarters for practically everything lawn and garden and spring power equipment. Cub Cadet push mowers starting at $419.99, all the way up to high performance zero turn models now in stock and brand new from Husqvarna. Excite zero turn mowers, the ultimate cutting machine. In stock mowers for every need and whatever fits your budget. A great selection of string trimmers from Steel, Milwaukee, and DeWalt. Inside our stores, it's springtime. Come see and shop what we have for you. Lawn tractor batteries, garden hoses and accessories, shovels, trash bags, Roundup, totes of premium topsoil, and many other items. Starting May 1st, be sure to check out our 20-page spring flyer in your mailbox, available online at shiptonsbigr.com and also available in our stores. Springtime is happening right now at Shipton's Big R on Sugarland Drive in Sheridan.
Unlock the power of convenience with Sunlight Federal Credit Union. Thanks to their partnership with Co-op Shared Branching, you have access to over 5,600 shared branch locations and over 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs nationwide. Make deposits, withdrawals, loan payments, and transfer funds between your accounts with ease, no matter where you are. Join Sunlight Federal Credit Union today and experience banking that works for you. Member NCUA, Sunlight Federal Credit Union, building a brighter future together.
Welcome back to the Jackson Electric Open Lines Friday show. News Talk 930 KROE, Aaron Palmer and Mr. Ron Richter. And today we're talking about the Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies and the big ones.
But the one that was euthanized over by Ten Sleep a couple of weeks back. We were asking what your opinion was on that. And do we have the...
I don't have them up, but it's okay. 65% basically said that, yeah, you know...
We're not surprised. There's probably going to be more.
Right. I think it was 7% said that, wow, surprised it went that far from Yellowstone. Yeah. So basically it was either there's probably more, mm-hmm. or I really wasn't surprised. I knew they were there.
Right. And I don't think people should be all that surprised, to be honest with you, because even as we said in some of these stories that we have seen over the last couple of weeks, one of which was with Mark Hines, had a story where he was talking about the Grizzly being confirmed and the Bighorns. And there were rumors, even in his story, he was saying that there were rumors for years that there were Grizzlies and the Bighorns. And I, living in Buffalo, had heard all those as well. You know, you listen to the sheep ranchers, the cattle dudes up there, the people that are hunting and just recreating. You know, they come back to Buffalo and they're like, hey, man, I just saw a grizzly up there this weekend. And so, yes, there were rumors, but it had not been confirmed. And they have also seen in the last, according to Mark Hines, the last 5 to 7 years, that they've had grizzlies from Yellowstone out as far as Byron. And if people are not familiar where Byron is...
Isn't Byron in Montana?
No, it's in Wyoming. It's just north of Lovell.
Oh.
Just north of Lovell. So it's right there along the Bighorn River.
Geographical whiz, I am not.
Well, there you go. But it's close to Lovell. It's between the Pryors and the Bighorns, Pryor Mountains and the Bighorns. So they've seen them there, and Game and Fish even said that we've seen them there. So it's not a stretch to say that, hey, did that bear just swim across the Bighorns and get up into the Bighorn? Excuse me, swim across the Bighorn River
right.
and get into the Bighorn Mountains. Well, yeah, it's feasible. Bears swim. They know how to do
We've always been told bears can't swim.
Yeah. So anyway, what we're saying is,
they don't swim like Greg Louganis or anything. But
well, no, but they can bear paddle. Because they ain't dogs.
They do. Yeah, well, the thing is, for many, many years, they have crossed rivers.
Right. Since time immemorial.
Yeah.
Anyway. So the point is, nobody should be surprised that they're in the big
and prepare for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better to be over-prepared than under-prepared.
Exactly. And that's kind of what I was saying, you know, last week when we talked a little bit about this is, you know, people need to be aware because, granted, black bears are predators as well, but they generally...
They're not as aggressive.
Right. Will leave people alone for the most part unless they're cornered. But a grizzly is a whole different critter. And so... You know, people just need to be aware and act accordingly. And as Game and Fish said, we are in bear country. Whether you think there are grizzlies up there or not, you know, just pretend like there are.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyway, so we do have a caller that's on the line. You're on the Jackson Electric Open Line Friday. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
You.
Morning.
Quick little note on the topic. They're going to go where they're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
As much as you want to throw money at it or put tracking devices, they're going to do what they're going to do, and we're just following their coattails.
Right.
Spent all sorts of money on the wolves, and lo and behold, more wolves showed up. So they were already there. Are we going to get our tax money back for all that research?
But no.
What I'd really like to talk about, which still pertains to agriculture and wildlife and whatnot, is there's a local yokel called The Wyoming Way. It's a podcast, and he's got some great stuff. He's a local guy, but he met with this guy that's called Lonesome Lands, and he's got a podcast, and he's going, you know, all of our surrounding states and ours, talking about this carbon taxing.
Oh, yeah.
Because this ties into a lot of stuff. There's a lot of public-private partnerships where people get a mandate and discuss what everybody else is going to do. And these people aren't elected officials, but because other industries want to send them some coin, they can do a lot of stuff. So if you want to know why farmers in other countries are protesting, and even right now, the Poles are blocking Ukrainian traffic coming in because of the manipulation of the markets over there. So that's one thing our media just seems to keep on, you know, skirting around, going, we have no idea. Yeah, well, BlackRock is already set up to rebuild, and they're manipulating the markets with the grain, where people in the in Poland can't sell their grain. So you're hurting a NATO country to help out BlackRock. So if you want to know why things are going to get sprayed down with manure at government buildings, then maybe we'll just have to let Gordon know that carbon taxing ain't going to cut it.
Gotcha. Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Again, getting back to, I think that we all need to keep an eye on government in general,
period.
You know, I think that, and we've seen this over the years, Ron, we've seen where people are talking about conspiracy theories or this, that, and the other. And then a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times those conspiracy theories all of a sudden become
truth, yeah.
Fact, you know, so sure, keep an eye on what's going on. And we all need to do this. And period. Keep an eye on it. Anyway.
To get your take on last night's draft. Well, I'm going to shift gears here.
Okay. The NFL draft?
Yes.
Okay.
The you're a big Oregon Ducks fan.
Yep.
Forever. That's your team.
Mm-hmm.
Their quarterback, Bo Nix, was drafted number 12 overall in the first round by the Denver Broncos, who literally do not know how to draft quarterbacks, aside from John Elway. What's your take on it?
Well, I'm not a big Donko fan. Bronco fan. Never have been. Not that I hate them generally. I just have never been a fan.
Right.
I was kind of disappointed in that way because I had heard, you know, leading up to the draft, I'd heard, well, the Raiders are looking at Bo Nix. They're, you know, this team's.
I heard the Vikings were looking at him as well. They ended up with J.J. McCarthy from Michigan.
Which I thought was a good choice on their, for what they, you know, where they were at and what they had.
I think Bo Nix will be the better NFL quarterback than J.J. McCarthy, though.
I agree. I think that, you know, looking at him play, and I've heard this from some analysts as well, that they were saying that he, you know, he doesn't throw downfield much, blah, blah, blah.
Neither did Joe Montana.
Right.
Or Tom Brady.
But when he does, he's accurate.
Right.
And in that system that Oregon ran, it was a quick out. That's what he was asked to do. Mm-hmm. Process information right now, get it out, boom. And a lot of his passes were within 15, 20 yards of the line of scrimmage. I think he's going to be a great quarterback.
I'll put it this way. I'd rather have an intellectual quarterback that can't throw at 60 yards than one that can throw at 80 yards that can't think of his way out of a wet bag.
Right. An example being
Jamarcus Russell.
A lot of people thought, now Herbert was another one, Justin Herbert.
I still think he's going to be pretty good, though.
I do, too. But he's
finally got a good coach.
Yes. I think he's in a good situation. He didn't have a running game with the Chargers for a lot of years, and then he was
getting hurt. He had a bad coach.
So I think he's going to be the same way. And a lot of people with him coming out of college were like, you drafted this guy, really? So I think those two quarterbacks, especially, I have my feelings that both of those quarterbacks eventually are going to be very good in the NFL. I really do. And obviously, because I'm a Bo Nix guy, I think that I'm probably going to have to be rooting for the
the Broncos.
For the Broncos when he plays.
I think they scored on this one.
I do,
but
too.
I could be wrong. The draft is a crapshoot.
Yeah, and you never know. I mean, Caleb Williams went number one, you know?
Yeah,
never know.
What is it? 3-4 years ago, Zach Wilson was supposed to be the next coming, and
supposed to be the next John Elway.
I have better stats than Zach Wilson.
Gotcha. All right. Well, anyway, that's my take on that, and
had to get a little NFL draft in there.
Love it. See what happens. That'll do it for today's show, Jackson Electric Open Line Friday. Thanks, Ron.
Arrivederci.
Say ya.
Jackson Electric and you'll see the light. Maybe it's as simple as adding an extra outlet. Maybe it's as detailed as wiring an industrial building. Maybe it's high efficiency LED lighting or a fire alarm system or phone system installation and repair. Maybe it's data system wiring, irrigation wiring, or electric motor sales and repair. Commercial, residential, industrial, agriculture, above ground, below ground. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
Look out, Wyoming. 40 of the country's top PRCA bull riders are coming to Buffalo to compete head-to-head at the Johnson County Fairgrounds Saturday, May 18th. Gates open at 5 with food by Nubs Barbecue. Shoots open at 7. Don't miss the after party and live music at the Cowboy Saloon. Safe rides will be available. Get your tickets at the gate or online at foreverwest.events. For updates, like us on Facebook at Forever West Productions. Event sponsored in part by Sheridan Media.
Have you been into Connect Home Center and seen their store remodel? You'll be inspired with all their new displays. And Connect is now an authorized Marvin window dealer. As part of their remodel celebration, you can enter the Connect Home Center Spring Sweepstakes for a chance to win a $300 Connect gift card. Enter for a chance to win on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com now through April 26th. And swing by Connect Home Center at 1836 South Sheridan Avenue in Sheridan for all your spring projects.
Hi, I'm Sheridan Mayor Rich Bridger. Sheridan is one of the best places to call home in Wyoming. With beautiful parks, fantastic pathways, and great people, all surrounded by rolling hills and the majestic bighorns. I'm here to invite you to pitch in and help spruce up our little part of the world with some spring cleaning and participation in the annual Trees for Trash program.
It's easy, it's free, and you'll receive a Colorado blue spruce seedling for helping out.
Just bring your load of trash to the city landfill on East Ridge Road between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Saturday, May 4th, to get your tree. Let's all recognize and support this year's Trees for Trash sponsors. Big thank you to ERA Carroll Realty, U.S. Bank, Wyoming Corporate Office, Landon's Greenhouse and Nursery, Sheridan County, and, of course, the City of Sheridan. Mark your calendar now for Saturday, May 4th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the 2024 Sheridan Media Trees for Trash.
May the 4th be with you.